Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Ms. Barbara Johnson?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Ms. Johnson. How are you today?
Not too good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Why are you not good?
Just too much frustration.
Oh, I see. Well,
yeah.
I don't want to keep you long. I was just doing my usual monthly call, you know, just checking in with you, confirming that Julius and Tara are taking good care of you. They're going there on time, all of that.
Yeah, I just don't have all the, I don't know if Jay told you she wasn't in on Monday.
Right, yeah. No, she didn't tell me, but I figured because she didn't call.
Yeah, okay. That's what because I told her it's up to her to call you and tell you.
Yes, she
should
be doing it.
When she's not coming in. So, and see, and that's the only problem I have is because if she doesn't come in, you know, and Tara's here, but, you know, Tara's already frustrated with not having backup. You know what I mean? If we don't have a backup system, you know what I mean? Tara
right.
can only do so much. And right now she's having her own, her dog is dying. And she's very upset about that. She just come back from taking her to the vet because she had, her eye is deteriorating. And we had to take her, and they said the only thing they can't do anything about it, just give her the medicine and try to thing, and it could just pop out of her head.
Okay.
Because she's got a tumor. She's got a tumor in her head
right.
that's
mm-hmm.
pushing her eye out. And we don't have the money to pay for thousands and thousands of dollars for radiation treatments and everything, that there's no guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
I know.
We just have to keep her comfortable and, you know, and when it gets worse, put her down. I don't know what else to do, you know.
Right.
So now she just ran errands to go to the store to get us food and stuff, so.
Okay.
I don't know if did she even clock in today? I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah, she clocked in today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, because as I said, she's been running around like a chicken without her head on trying to get stuff done. And, you know, she's just exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when Monday came and Jay, you know, she can only do so much for me when Jay's not here. So, but she didn't clock in or anything for that because I don't know whether Jay is going to make up her hours or what, you know what I mean? Whether she'll come, she's been here, she was here this morning, she was here yesterday, and
yeah,
as I said, whether she, did she say anything to you about making up the time?
No, and she's been doing it like
on
Sunday.
The weekend.
Yeah, she
right.
sent me a timesheet, but I need her to clock in, and if I don't know if she's going to do it or not, she's been doing it, like sending me timesheets for the last 3 Sundays, and
yeah.
timesheets are not really a form of attendance. Attendance is clocking in and clocking out. Timesheets are, you know, like if there's an emergency or if you forgot, then we can put in a timesheet. But she's just not, I literally text her, she doesn't text me back, you know.
Okay.
So it is not ideal. So if you're able to, you know, let her know or, yeah, just let her know. Tell her to contact me and tell me when is she going to, you know, make those hours so I can put her in the schedule. Because, you know, right now she's not in the schedule for Sunday because she's not scheduled for Sunday. She's scheduled for Monday, right? But,
right.
yeah, I definitely need to know so she's able to clock in on Sunday and she doesn't have to send a timesheet because, well, as I'm telling you, it's not really a valid form of attendance.
I know.
If she continues doing it, I might get, you know, called because of that, and then like, you know, it might get to a point where if she's not clocking in, they won't allow to pay. So we don't want that, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, well, God forbid, don't do that to her.
Exactly, yeah. She needs to get to text me, okay? She needs to call me. She needs to get in contact with me.
Okay. All right.
All right,
yeah,
Ms. Barbara.
Jesus can be a sweet person when she, you know, most of the time, but don't cross her. Yeah, she's got her issues too. You know, we're all in a world right now that nobody loves.
Yeah.
Nobody's loving this world at the moment. And I don't blame them. I really don't, because I said I was talking to Shakita today. And I told her, I said, I could just scream right now because insurance company is driving me up a wall. I said, the dog being so sick and, you know,
right.
we love her dearly and we don't, you know what I mean? Tara has used all her savings up because she's trying. And I told her, I said, Tara, there's no guarantee with her. They already told you, you know, you could waste 9 months paying radiation bills that cost over $5,000. There's no guarantee that that's even going to help her.
Exactly.
You know? So she knows she has to put her down eventually, but she's trying her best to hold out from doing that. And it's just delaying the inevitable to me. And I can't see her suffer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I've had too many dogs in my life, and I don't watch them suffer. They get sick like that, I put them down.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them. You know, it's bad enough as us humans have to suffer because, you know, we can't just say put us down. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Yes, you can. Yeah, get Dr. Kevorkian. Yeah, right, uh-huh. Yeah, right? No.
All right.
I don't want to see that. You know what I mean? And it's just, and I know her heart's in the right place, but I just don't know her mind is at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, she's had a lot of things happen to her too, you know, and, mm-hmm. but it's just that she's not from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So, and she doesn't like Pennsylvania, per se. She tells me all the time, I hate the state. It's nothing like, you know, she's from Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, she said things were different in Rhode Island. She lives in Boston, you know, and it's like, yeah, okay. But,
yeah.
And I've been in Pennsylvania all my life, so I don't know. Yeah, she just doesn't like the way Pennsylvania runs their state, you know, because they don't do everything her way. You know what I mean? So, what can
yeah.
I say? Yeah. But, no, I will, you know, tell her to make sure, but like I said, she's not one who, you know what I mean? Hey, don't, she can do what she wants it when she wants and how she wants, but she has to listen to what you say, too, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, oh, well, I will tell her. She's supposed to be here tomorrow morning, so.
All right, great, thank you. All right, Ms. Barbara.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, no problem. Bye-bye, have a great day.
All right, bye, you too.
Bye-bye.